Hello there once again. I'm happy to be with you today. Are you ready to learn something about God via one of his servants that we're talking about this week? We're in the New Testament book of Romans, and the author is a man named Paul. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 1, Paul opens this letter by telling the reader something of himself. And we're interested in this because within Romans is the answer to our big question, how does God make us holy? The answer is the gospel, and it's going to be Paul who defines the gospel for us. We must at least know something of the man who will deliver us our answer. And so, what do we know about him? First, Paul is a bondservant of Christ Jesus. Second, Paul is called as an apostle. And third, Paul is set apart for the gospel of God. Again, he tells us this himself. I'm reading now Romans chapter 1 and verse 1. Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. Yesterday, I described for you what Paul means by a bondservant of Christ Jesus. If you missed it, you can download the podcast from the WEZ website free of charge. Just go to www.590amtheword.com, and it will be there under the link Podcasts. Today, I want to move on to describe this second attribute of the author Paul. The text says that Paul is called as an apostle. What does he mean by this? The two words that are of interest to me are the words called and apostle. They go together. In the original language, the word as, A-S, as, is not there. So this is better read, Paul, a called apostle. And let me start with the second word, apostle. Who is an apostle? Well, do you have all day? You say, no, I actually don't. All right, then let me be concise and let me tell you what the word apostle means. My source for this definition is the Bible. And I'm taking this directly from the Word of God. An apostle, apostolos, in the Greek, is someone who is sent on a specific mission. We can say it is someone who is commissioned to a specific task. But to me, this just kind of gives us the cold definition of the word. How does Jesus see an apostle? He identifies an apostle as a man. There were no women apostles. A man who will serve as his delegate, his authorized representative to bring God's gospel to the world. So the full authority of Jesus Christ supports the apostle as the apostle is sent out on mission for Christ. Let me give you an analogy, and I hesitate to do this because I run the risk of weakening apostleship as God sees it. But we are human, and we do need to be able to understand this in our feeble minds. So here goes. Think of a political ruler, let's say a king, sending out an authorized representative. These are often known as ambassadors. The king identifies such a man to represent him. The king then gives that ambassador authority to speak for him, to vote for him like a delegate, and to represent him. That man is the king's envoy. And when the ambassador shows up for the gathering, the other people in the room know that whatever the ambassador says comes from the king. However the delegate votes is how the king would have voted had the king himself been in the room. Others recognize the full weight of authority of the king supporting this man, the ambassador. Well, the King of Kings, Jesus, is the one who chooses specific men to be his apostles, ambassadors, envoys, delegates. Jesus does the choosing. No one else chooses apostles. You do not. I do not. A church does not. A denomination does not. Rome does not. The Pope does not. Only Jesus does. And so Paul is an apostle because Jesus Christ has chosen him to be Christ's ambassador. And then once chosen, the apostle is sent out on a mission. An apostle is a sent one. I hope you understand this. Now, why am I stressing this? Here's why. An apostle has authority given to him by Jesus Christ, so that the message of the apostle, in this case what Paul writes to us, has within it the authority of God. The Holy Spirit of God guides the hand of the apostle Paul as he writes to the church in the city of Rome, and the Holy Spirit opens our minds and hearts and speaks to us and instructs us as we read this letter. Since Paul is an apostle, that means he writes and speaks with the full authority of Jesus, and that means we had better listen to all that he has to say. And that brings me to this. One of the criteria for an apostle within the Bible, which tells us everything that we must believe, is that the apostle must have seen with his own two eyes the risen Jesus Christ. That is, all of the apostles were witnesses to the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead as Jesus appeared to them after he rose from the grave. A man cannot be an apostle unless he has seen the risen Christ. That's why there are no more apostles. Let me just insert this thought here. This really matters because some of you listening are Catholics who accept what the Catholic Church calls apostolic succession. And others of you are Protestants, but you attend churches that have apostles or bishops today. But is apostolic succession, is the office or title and role of the apostle, the bishop, today biblical? No, it is not biblical. This may be your church's tradition, but the Bible does not support it. Now you say, I think you're wrong. I trust my church's teaching. Well then, can you tell me which of these so-called apostles today have physically seen the risen Lord? Which of them have met with Christ in person, face to face? Paul certainly met the risen Lord. You can read all about the encounter that Jesus had with Paul in the book of Acts, chapter 26. Pay particular attention to verses 12 and follows. Jesus appeared to Paul on a road to Damascus. And I'll just quote from Acts chapter 26 and verses 15 and 16. This is Acts 26 verses 15 and 16. And this is Paul speaking. And I said, who are you, Lord? This is now the Lord speaking. And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. But get up, stand on your feet. For this purpose, I have appeared to you, to appoint you a minister and a witness, not only to the things which you have seen, but also to the things in which I will appear to you. There it is. Paul is an apostle because he sees the risen Christ. I am Jesus. And Jesus gives Paul his authority, appoint you as a minister and witness. And Jesus sends him on a mission, get up, stand on your feet, to take the gospel to the world. Therefore, Paul can write in Romans 1 and verse 1, Paul called an apostle. And there is further proof that Paul is an apostle throughout his letters. But I want to read for us 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 1. One of the strategies Paul's enemies used against him was to deny his apostleship. See, if they could deny Paul was indeed an apostle, then they could make their case that his teaching had no authority. If he is not an apostle, then his teaching did not come from God. But listen to how Paul responds to this accusation over in his first letter to Corinth. And he uses the style of argument known as a question to prove his point. The question itself is a statement of affirmation. I'm reading now 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and verse 1. Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Answer, yes. Paul, you are an apostle because you have seen Jesus our Lord. You have encountered him in person and face to face. The apostles all saw Jesus Christ after Jesus' resurrection from the dead. Have you seen the risen Christ? No. Then you cannot be an apostle. There are no more apostles. But Paul is definitely an apostle. He meets all the criteria, most importantly, that he has seen the risen Lord. And now let's look at our second word. Our first word is apostle, and our second word is called. Romans 1, verse 1 says, Paul called an apostle. Now, what does Paul mean when he says he was called? Well, for there to be a call, someone must be calling, right? I mean, if I answer my phone when it rings and my mom is on the other end talking to me, then my mom called me. Well, who called Paul? Not, of course, by phone, but by the Spirit. Who called Paul? Jesus did. We have just been talking about this. Jesus is the one who calls apostles. And when Jesus called Paul, what is it that Jesus said to him? Paul tells us exactly what Jesus said to him in Galatians chapter 1 and verses 11 through 12. Galatians is actually the very first letter that Paul wrote, but it's found a little bit later in the New Testament. So I am reading now Galatians chapter 1, verses 11 through 12. For I would have you know, brethren, that the gospel which was preached by me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. You read that again. I received it through a revelation of Jesus Christ. There's the key. Did you hear it? Jesus gave Paul the gospel. Paul did not get the gospel from man. He got it directly from Jesus. He saw Jesus and listened to Jesus, and Jesus told him the gospel. And remember how this impacts us. The gospel is how we are made holy. The gospel is how we are made holy. So keep in mind when we learn what the gospel is, that the gospel comes from Jesus. The gospel comes from God. The gospel is God's idea. And God is the one who then gives that gospel to the apostles. And Paul, who wrote the letter to the Romans, is one of the apostles. Apostleship is serious. It's God's design for ministry. And we're going to learn a lot more about it. And we'll pick up right here tomorrow. So if you would, take time out of your day, just these 15 minutes, and join me again tomorrow for more of God Is.